The City Council meeting for Tuesday, June 4th. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation led by Pastor Marty Crump of Family Life Church. And then we get to have the Pledge of Allegiance led by the Gillette Little League players. So if you could all rise, please.
Madam Mayor, Councilman, thank you for allowing us to do this. I'm glad you put me in front of these young guys. This would be a hard act to follow. The Red Sox, they're going to come. Father, I thank you for this group of individuals that you have raised up in our community. Father, I know that we have voted them in, but there's a reason why they're where they're at. They have certain skill sets that you have given them. And I pray that, Lord, this day you would just encourage and strengthen them as they try to take care of this great city, the people of it, all the things that they have to deal with. I just pray for them, pray for their families. Ask, Father, the decisions that they made would be blessed by you, and that you would watch over them and give them wisdom in all the decisions they make. We thank you, praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Too willing.
It's a big year.
Thank you, boys. Could they all introduce themselves?
Absolutely.
And if, Coach, if you'd like to tell us about the season?
Absolutely. Carter, come here. Here, I'll hold you up. Okay, can you tell them your name?
Carter. Chase. Tanner. Noah, Aiden, Jackson, Dylan, Coleman, Ryan. All
right. So I'm Coach Mike Licey of the Farm Red Sox team. This year's been actually a lot of fun with these kids. The rain actually has been terrible for us. We've only played probably 50% of the games we should have. So it's been rough, but we've had a lot of fun so far. That's for sure. So, but
well, yeah. Thank you, boys, and good luck in your good luck in your season. Well, thank you, Pastor Crump, and thank you, Red Sox. Okay, we'll move on to the approval of general agenda. I'd accept a motion, please.
Move for approval. Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second. Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any conflict claims. Council comments. Councilman Carsrud.
Madam Mayor, I would just like to remind everybody in Gillette and Campbell County that the Wyoming State High School Finals Rodeo is being hosted by Gillette here at the Camplex, and it's going on through Sunday, so make a note to go out and attend.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Any written comments?
No, Mayor.
Public? Then that takes us to 4A, which is a proclamation for Gillette Little League Day. So unless, I think, would you like to come up? I saw your helpers all left, so.
Yeah, it's actually probably better that they're gone, to be honest with you. So I'm actually Mike Licey again. On top of coaching, I am actually the vice president, and the coaches coordinator this year. Unfortunately, we've had a couple of people step down due to personal reasons, and it's been a very tough year for the entire board, to say the least. And it's too bad, honestly, in our 50th year. But everybody's risen above it, honestly. We've come tighter as a group, and thankfully we have made 50 years here. So looking at everything, things are looking great out there, honestly. We keep pushing ahead at all the things that come up. So thank you for having us, and thank you for everything that you guys do for us.
Well, congratulations on the 50 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, okay.
Whereas Gillette Little League plays at Dalby Memorial Park, fields that were created through a collaboration between public, private, and volunteer groups to create a safe, family-oriented location, therefore I, Louise Carter King, Mayor of the City of Gillette, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, as Gillette Little League Day in honor of their 50th year serving the youth of Gillette and Campbell County. So congratulations again, and I hope you have a great season.
Perfect. Thank you. Just a side note, we have opening day this Saturday, and all of you guys are more than welcome to attend. Usually about 5,000 people come through the fields that day. So,
what time does it start?
Games start at 9 a.m. and go till about 6 to 7 o'clock. So opening ceremony is at 1 o'clock.
Oh, good.
So,
good luck with that, too. Then.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we also have a proclamation designating June 2019 as National Safety Month. Is Mr. Milliron here to speak to that?
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council members. I am Randy Milliron. I'm the Safety Manager for the City of Gillette. Safety, as you know, is paramount. Anything that we can do to improve the lives of our employees and our citizens, we greatly want to focus on that. A positive safety influence can have a huge impact on a person's life. As you may or may not know, National Safety Council designates June as the National Safety Month in an effort to raise safety awareness through the first summer or first month in June. The main topics we will focus on this year will be hazard recognition, falls, fatigue, and impairment. You have before you a safety proclamation waiting for your approval. Thank you, Madam Mayor and City Council, for your consideration.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do to keep our employees safe.
I'm just a small part of it.
I appreciate that. Whereas safety is a journey of continuous improvement by reducing risks, enhancing your system of managing safety, engaging everyone involved, and measuring performance. And whereas safety does not stop when you leave work, passing this philosophy on to employees and encouraging them to follow it at home, create a sustainable culture of safety. Now, therefore, I, Louise Carter King, Mayor of the City of Gillette, County of Campbell, State of Wyoming, do hereby proclaim the month of June 2019 as National Safety Month and call upon the citizens of Gillette to make simple changes to prevent tragedy at work, in the home, or on the roadway. Don't let distracted driving or other impairments lead to a life-changing accident for you or others. Don't leave safety at work. Take safety home. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Help keep each other safe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
City. Thank you. Okay, we are at unfinished business, G1A.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 3, Section 3-36D of the Gillette City Code to change the fee for a catering and malt beverage permit to $50.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to G1B.
An ordinance to amend the district zoning map of the City of Gillette, Wyoming for a parcel located in the south half of the northeast quarter of Section 24, Township 50 North, Range 72 west of the 6th Principal Meridian, City of Gillette, Wyoming, from MH Mobile Home District to C3 Business and Service District, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion, and Councilman Carsrud seconded it. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. Takes us to G1C.
An ordinance confirming the assessment roll for the City of Gillette, Wyoming, Special Improvement District Number 52, assessing the cost of construction of the improvements against the lots and parcels of land included within the district, prescribing the manner for collection and payment of assessments, and providing for the notice of payment of assessments.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances. Third reading takes us to new business 1A.
Council consideration to approve the amendment of hours of a previously approved street closure to 9 a.m. through 10 p.m. on July 26, 2019 for a fundraising concert that will include alcohol and outdoor music requested by Gillette Abuse Refuge Foundation.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. And this is an amendment. What was the previous hours?
Madam Mayor, the previous hours were from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're asking for a 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. They didn't take into consideration setup time for the band and for some of the aspects of it. So it just lengthens it by about 4 hours.
But they can still drink all that time?
Under this would be... Well, it would. It's the alcohol and outdoor music. Oh, so by default, it would extend that. That was not their intent. Their intent is basically the street closure, in essence, to set up the stage and sound system. And there was a miscommunication.
All right. Any discussion? I guess no one's here to speak of it on it. So if there's no other discussion, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. Takes us to 1B.
Council consideration of a biosolids disposal agreement between the City of Spearfish, South Dakota, and the City of Gillette, Wyoming.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Neary seconded it. Administrator Davidson, could you tell us about this, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor. City of Gillette was approached by Spearfish, South Dakota, regarding biosolids that they produce at their their wastewater facility. At this point, they dispose of those biosolids at their solid waste disposal site, basically their landfill. They ran some calculations and found that it was cheaper to haul that to the City of Gillette rather than incur their own tipping fees. Gillette under the agreement proposed before you this evening, would take possession of the biosolids that's produced by Spearfish South Dakota. We would then compost that and sell that compost. And so there is no money that exchanged hands between the City of Spearfish and the City of Gillette. We receive the compost or we receive the biosolids, turn it to compost, and then sell it at a...
So it is a win-win for...
It is, Madam Mayor. We've ran some preliminary estimates, and it looks like potential income for the City of Gillette's about $50,000 a year by doing this aspect of it.
Okay. Any questions on this consideration? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1C.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for design services associated with the paver condition survey update with TR Consulting Services LLC in the amount of $63,800, and this is a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it, and this is a 1% project. Administrator Davidson?
Madam Mayor, it is. In 2016, the City of Gillette acquired the paver program, which is designed to assist in determining wear and tear on our city streets. And so there was a survey done in 2016 then to use that software to create basically a benchmark for the existence of the streets at that time. Now, with the matter before you, is basically a resurvey of about a third of the City of Gillette to look to determine in the last 3 years what level of wears occurred, items like that, so that we can start planning and really making full use of the paver program from this point forward. And so while the 2016, when we acquired the program, gave us a benchmark, this now gives us an update and will help and assist determining what streets need to be repaired, and also what are we going to see of longevity of streets based on climate and cracking and those kind of items. And so this is the next natural progression of it. And like I said, it's about a third of the city that will be surveyed this year on this go-round.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions on this new process? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to ordinances first reading. A,
an ordinance providing for the vacation of the 15-foot wide general utility easement located in Lot 1, Remington Estates Phase 5 subdivision, as shown on Exhibit A map in the City of Gillette, Wyoming, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Carsrud seconded it. We do have a map up. You want to give a brief description, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor. There is a easement. It is a general utility easement that the City of Gillette has at Remington Estates Phase 5. It's indicated there in the middle of the lot before you. Currently, that's free of utilities. There's no plans to install any utilities in the future. And so Planning Commission came down on a 6-0 vote to approve the vacation of this. This is a 15-foot wide easement, and it appears with us making no more use of it or not needing it, it would be appropriate to vacate it.
Okay. Any questions on the vacation? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 2B.
An ordinance providing for the vacation of the easterly 5-foot portion of a 10-foot wide utility easement located in Lot 1, Block 8, Rimrock Estates Phase 2 subdivision, as shown on Exhibit A in the City of Gillette, Wyoming, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Since it is first reading, could you give us a description, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor, and this one's a little unique, so I'll spend just a moment on it. Basically, this is a request for vacation of half the width of a utility easement from 10 feet to 5 feet. Basically, it relied on a plot plan for a garage, and as that was constructed, the pad was constructed for the garage, it encroached on that easement about 4 feet. And so the issue is now we have, and once the owner realized that, he stopped construction, went to the Planning Commission to get this figured out. Currently, as it sits, it doesn't impact the city or the city operations to go ahead and vacate that section so that that garage can be completed. The alternative is the removal of that pad for purposes of resetting and construction on appropriate lot lines.
Okay. Questions on this easement? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any appointments tonight. I will open a public hearing to consider the Gillette City budget for fiscal year 2019-2020. Would you like to go over this first, or I didn't know if you wanted your finance director?
Madam Mayor, just a couple of opening comments with regard to it. The proposed budget for 2019-2020 for the City of Gillette is $1,151,917,895. $7,010,000 of that is for the Madison water line. As you know, staff has worked diligently over the last couple of months trying to present a budget that reflects the needs of the community, the desires of council, and we believe that the budget before you represents those needs and requests. And it is based on the public meetings that we've had previously with regard to capital expenditures, the expenditure of 1% funds, as well as operating budgets for each of the divisions and departments within the city. And okay. So with that, the budget's presented before you.
Okay. And so this is the first reading. We'll have two more this month.
Correct? That is correct, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Any questions on the budget? Are on the process. We'll have two more times. So, is there any comment from the public? Seeing none, council, please vote. Nope, dang it, this is a public hearing. Close this public hearing and go to I-2.
An ordinance providing for the annual appropriation of money for the maintenance of the City of Gillette, Wyoming for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Move for approval.
Second.
Now, Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Now we are in the phase that we vote. So is there any comments now? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. We do not have an executive session, so I'd adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone, and have a nice evening.